probably for good and sufficient moral reasons, perhaps because, and for the best, its application has been of comparatively infrequent occurrence. Here, in the case at hand, we have history's best example of the two entirely dissimilar peoples working efficiently together under the urge, not of love or of any other lofty sentiment, but of sheer, stark, unalloyed, and corrosive but common hate. Both hated civilization and everything pertaining to it. Both wanted revenge, wanted it with a searing, furious need almost tangible, a gnawing, burning lust which neither countenanced palliation nor brooked denial. And above all, both hated, vengefully, furiously, esuriently, every way except blindly, an as yet unknown and unidentified wearer of the million times accursed lens of the Galactic Patrol. The Ike were hard, ruthless, cold, not even having such words in their language as conscience, mercy, or scruple. Their hatred of the Lensman was then a thing of an intensity unknowable to any human mind. Even that emotion, however, grim as it was and fearsome, paled beside the passionately vitriolic hatred of the overlords of Delgon for the being who had been the nemesis of their race. And when the sheer mental power of the overlords, unthinkably great as it was and operative withal in a fashion utterly incomprehensible to us of civilization, was combined with the ingenuity, resourcefulness, and drive, as well as with the scientific ability of the Ike, the results would in any case have been portentous indeed. In this case, they were more than portentous, and worse. Those prodigious intellects, fanned into fierce activity by fiery blasts of hatred, produced a thing incredible. Chapter 15. Overlords of Delgon. Before his ship was serviced for the flight into the unknown, Kinnison changed his mind. He was vaguely troubled about the trip. It was nothing as definite as a hunch. Hunches are, the Grey Lensman knew, the results of the operation of an extrasensory perception possessed by all of us in greater or lesser degree. It was probably not an obscure warning to his supersense from an other, more pervasive dimension. It was, he thought, a repercussion of the doubt in Zilpik's mind that the fading out of the men's bodies had been due to simple invisibility.